It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugie.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to Central Iowa Today here on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. And, you know, some people, they are just so loyal. They keep coming back to either Central Iowa Today or Man on the Street, and Jennifer Hart does both. I think she's just a very brave person.
I try.
Jennifer Hart, Recreation Supervisor with Marshalltown Park and Rec, joining us. And you had a rather uneventful weekend, Memorial Day weekend for a change, right?
Right, and a nice Memorial Day weekend, I guess.
Was that right?
I mean, it was cold. Nothing you really want to go to in a pool for.
No, it wasn't bad yesterday, but still.
Yeah, it was still chilly.
That had to have been disappointing after everything that's gone through to be able to have to say, you know, Mother Nature's not cooperating again.
Right, right. Normally, you know, most of the time, Memorial Day weekend is a hot weekend. Mm-hmm. And this year was really cold and rainy, and talking with area aquatic centers and other, you know, aquatic centers around the state even, we just made the decision not to open this weekend due to the weather. It was that, remember I talked about that steam on the top?
Yeah. Talking about the steam rising from the pool on Man on the Street.
Yeah, it was not cool.
Morning. So what is the prognostication on the Aquatic Center opening? Where are we now?
So it is open right now.
Is it really?
For
really?
Water walking and lap swimming from 11:30 to 12:30 and 7:30 to 8:30, Monday through Fridays. Okay. Saturdays and Sundays will be open for water walking from 11:30 to 12:30. And then this Saturday and Sunday will be open for general swim for our regular 12, our 1 to 6. But then we're going to be closed for 2 days, only having water walking and lap swimming in the morning and the evening again because Marshalltown Schools. So remember, we go with the Marshalltown School District's their calendar. So when they have snow days, we have snow days, I guess you could say. So they have to make up some snow days. And so we will be closed until June 9th and we'll be open for the season June 9th. Okay. Regular hours for everything June 9th.
So what's the water temperature right now? In the
78 degrees.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
All things considered,
right.
That's not bad at all.
When it's 75 out and 78 in the water, it's a little bit warmer.
Yeah, but it's not quite sauna.
No. We don't keep it boiling hot.
I know. I'm just envisioning Jen Hart in the concession stand trying to boil more water to heat up the water. So how have you ended up so far as staffing for the Aquatic Center? It's always a concern every year,
yep.
I know. But, you know, with all the talk about every place hiring, there's probably been a little more competition for folks this year, I would
guess. Yeah, actually, we are in the same boat as everybody around the state of Iowa, even restaurants and other hospitality places. We are short-staffed. We have enough right now to stay open and be open, but all of those kids, you know, need breaks and vacations and things like that come up. So we are still looking for a few more lifeguards, and I'll be hiring some more concession and admission staff, and then we're also looking for some day camp directors as well for our Summer Blast Day Camp and Camp Marshalltown and things. So we're still got some positions open, and then we also have building supervisor positions open for the Coliseum. So those hours vary. It could be nights, weekends, days. Those hours are really varied depending upon what rentals come into the Coliseum. But we are starting to get the Coliseum rented for a lot more activities. I've got 2 graduation parties this weekend and a rehearsal dinner for somebody's wedding this weekend. So we're hopping now.
You're hopping now. You know, I had a question for you and you got off and then started the college. I had one other question about, I know what it was. You know, the Aquatic Center took a little bit of a hit thanks to the derecho. So obviously everything is patched and basically replaced. I know you probably haven't been able to replace 100% of everything, but you've got it to the point where it's good. It's obviously good to go.
Right, we've got it to the point where we can open. You'll notice there's new canopies all the way around the whole aquatic center. All of the canopies are new. And some of the posts for the canopies are new. There is one canopy that we don't have up yet because we're waiting on a new structure for it. And that's over the tube shack. But otherwise, you'll notice the other canopies are not yellow this year. They're green. So we have, you know, that's new to the Aquatic Center. One thing that we don't have fixed yet is the pump for the green slide. So right now, the green slide is not in operation because we need a new pump for that. Those pumps are really expensive. Everything is backed up getting things. So
supply-wise, parts-wise, equipment-wise.
Yeah, it's all really backed up. So we're working on it.
So how does it feel to almost have everything quasi back to normal now? Because it's been almost 3 years now when you stop and think about it. And, I mean, we've talked about this when we had the grand opening of the Coliseum, but now with the Aquatic Center and with everything else. It's almost like 2019 all over again, right?
Yeah, it's like all new.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the biggest thing is to remember that everything that happens in years past aren't necessarily going to happen this year. So we're trying to make sure people are adapting to the change, adapting to the new normal, because this is a new normal. We still have the pandemic around. So there is a new normal that we have now. So just understand that we're adapting to this still as everybody is in Iowa, and we'll work through the bugs as we go.
Well, and then, you know, of course, the other difference from 2019 is that you do have the brand new Coliseum. Are you seeing... Has there been a correlation to the number of folks who are wanting to use the Coliseum now that there are less restrictions, more restrictions that are less what I was starting to say.
Yeah, with the less restrictions, then we have more rentals. And they're able to have more people at their rentals. Mm-hmm. So that has definitely increased. I mean, there's a lot that people want to do at the Coliseum. We're just trying to work out the logistics of everything. So we have some vendor fairs that is going to be held at the Coliseum. We have some a senior expo that the TR is going to be doing. We have, you know, some different things like that will be some big events at the Coliseum, other than the little meetings.
The little meetings,
you know, that come
all
in
and add up.
Yeah, they all add up.
They all add up. How are we as far as the parks and everything? I know last time we talked, I know there was still some trimming and some tree work that had to be done. Is that going to be going on off and on most of the summer?
Off and on most of the summer. Kristen and the Parks Department are working diligently on getting everything squared away. You'll notice that down in Riverview Park, there's some new trees that have been planted. Mm-hmm. So we are getting to that as well. And the dog park, one thing that I do need to mention about the dog park, it has been fenced off, and the dog park is smaller due to the water pollution control plant is going to be taking the domes off of their pits and using part of the dog park for those domes to sit in. So the dog park has an orange fence up, an orange snow fence up. So it's a little bit smaller, but it's only temporary until they can get their pits redone.
So what is the goal for the summer? Just to survive and make sure you get
stay afloat
up and going? Well, because, you know, there have been so many challenges over the last couple of years that, you know, you don't want to overdo yourself until you know exactly what you've got to work with and then how it's working.
Right, exactly. And we're also adapting to new normals in our offices and things. So this year we have partnered with Lifetime Tennis out of Des Moines, and they are an elite tennis group that is bringing tennis professionals up here to teach our tennis lessons. So if you want to get signed up for tennis lessons, we have Orange Ball and Red Ball, which is our beginner lessons. But they'll be taught by professionals through the Lifetime Tennis Association. So
well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice addition to our repertoire, I guess you could say. And they also have professional pickleball instructors that we will be
I'm shocked that now there's professional pickleball.
Yeah, that we'll be instructing some pickleball, too, is possibly this summer and into the fall.
So how do you keep things going? I mean, is everything, you know, with all this planning and everything, and, you know, the Aquatic Center's open, the Coliseum is open, mm-hmm. the parks are open, they're picked up enough, you can use all of the parks, et cetera, et cetera. Is everything going like you envisioned it might, as well as you envisioned it might?
Not yet. I mean, we are still, you know, we're not putting the cart before the horse yet, you know. Okay. So we're just, you know, we're limping by and making sure that our processes are working, and we have to readapt our processes on some things. So we're working through all those bugs.
Any programs or activities folks need to be aware of if they're interested in?
Well, we have our, like I said, we have our tennis lessons that they can register for, and we have our Live Wires and Sparks and Camp Marshalltown and Summer Blast. Camp Marshalltown is our special needs day camp, and Summer Blast is our all-day summer day camp, and we are going up to 125 kids this year for Summer Blast, so you can still get your kids in to Summer Blast. It's $95 for a week, and you only pay for the weeks that they're there. So. Mm-hmm. And then we have our swimming lessons. We'll have four sessions of swimming lessons down at the Aquatic Center at the outdoor pool. And we have, obviously the Aquatic Center. We have season passes this year. Last year we didn't have any, but this year we do have our season passes back, and, you can get 10 tickets, book of tickets, at our office or at the Aquatic Center. And, you can also get your water walking and lap swimming passes there as well. So,
and of course, the other nice thing that has happened since the last time we visited is that they christened phase one of the West End Park.
Yes, yes. That is, it's becoming a very nice park down there, and nice mm-hmm. And a good place for us. Kristen and I have been talking about some new things for the holiday season. So some new things that our Parks and Recreation Department are going to do. So
cool.
That's a prequel to what to look for this holiday season.
Well, you can't be worried about summer. Summer's supposed to take care of itself. Now you got to be looking at fall and winter, right?
Well, we always have to plan 6 months in advance.
Hey, as always, great information. Thanks for stopping by and sharing. Let's hope Mother Nature cooperates and we have a great month of June at the Aquatic Center and elsewhere.
Right, exactly.
Thank you much, Jennifer Hart, Rec Supervisor with Marshalltown Park and Rec, our guest on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.